Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night. And let's see what day is. It is the 12th day of October, 2023. This is the old Columbus Day for people who don't remember. But anyway, back in May 2004, I'd been in communication through emails, et cetera, with Brother Quayle. And talking about this and that and sending him information, doing things. For years, and because I'd listened to Steve since he was back way back on the shortwave, Johnstown, Colorado, and all that, and Blueprint for Survival, and the Q Files, and all the different shows. So, but he brought me on because I've been talking to him in my emails and stuff about what I see was going to happen. It was going to all revolve around Ezekiel 38, 39. And so he brought me on as a guest, and we talked about that for quite some time, and I remember him saying, Hawk, take me around the world. You kind of got a handle on what you think is going to happen, and you're basing it on Ezekiel 38:39. I said, yep, and we talked about that for the whole hour of the show. But let me just tell you, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I'm against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all that army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even with a great company with bucklers and shields, those are probably tanks, all of them handling swords, those are probably the guns. On the tanks, a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, that's Iran, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his bands, the house of Togarma of the north quarters, that's probably Turkey, you see, and all his bands, and the many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days, thou shalt be visited in the latter years. In the latter years, thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have always been always a waste, but is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And then thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Thus saith the Lord God. You see, Israel is going to be attacked by Gog Magog. But then in verse 10, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind. And thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of the unwalled villages, probably America, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn thy hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which America certainly is, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land, you see. Now, I'm going to tell you, you need to read the rest of 38, 39. I'm not going to do that right now, but if you go to 39, you will see that there's a whole lot of burying of dead people. And it shall come to pass, verse 11, 39, that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea. Okay. And it shall stop the noses of the passengers, and there they shall bury Gog and all his multitude. And they shall call it the Valley of Hamon Gog. And 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying of them that they may cleanse the land. If you're going to cleanse the land of corpses, you have disease, but you also have probably, in this case, radiation. That's just my view on that. It's very clear in many ways. And there's other parts of other books that are telling you the similar thing. Now, let's see. I was going to go into this a little bit because who the heck are the Palestinians? I mean, if you stop and think about it, and if you went to Sunday school in the old days, they taught you about David and Goliath, didn't they? And how Goliath was a giant. What they didn't always tell you was that he had brothers that were giants, and his father was a giant. And that they, well, who did Goliath, who was he the head of, who was he fighting for? What army? The Philistines. The Philistines. Palestinian, Philistine, Palestinian. You get the point? Palestinian, Philistine. And they, Goliath and his old man and his brothers were all from a town called Gath, G-A-T-H, Gath. Could you say Gath or did you mean Gaza? Can you say Gath or did you really mean the Gaza? So what you have is an ancient evil. You see, you have an ancient evil that contends with Israel, all right, and has been doing so for years. And so what do you think about that? That's pretty much the way that it is, ladies and gentlemen. And then if you think about who's powerful, you go to the book of Daniel and you see that Archangel Michael and Gabriel had a little trouble dealing with the Prince of Persia. Because he's very powerful. Evil, but powerful. So when you think about that, you see the predicate of all the stuff ongoing right now. Now, Brother Quayle said the other night on his SQ 2.0 podcast, he said that he had information the other day that it would be probably a high possibility that nuclear weapons might be used within 7 days. We have somebody else come out, an expert. Let me see if I've got this queued up, because it is some interesting reading, to be honest with you. Okay, let's see if I've got this here. Expert warns World War III could begin by Sunday. And this is dated today, 7 a.m., October the 12th, Thursday, 2023. The expert told the Express South Africa, that South Africa could play a pivotal role by acting as a cyber bridge between the East and West. Now, I don't know what that exactly means, but let's go in down here deeper. An intelligence and cybersecurity expert has claimed that World War III could begin Sunday as the conflict between Israel and Hamas intensifies. Guy Golan claims that World War III would not begin in one region, but in four regions: Ukraine, Taiwan, Israel, and South Africa. All right. So you see, it's one thing leads to the other real quick. And that's the way it goes. And he said the main player at the beginning of the conflict would not be the USA, Russia, Iran, but China, who they said seeks to devalue the dollar and shift the global economy towards the yuan. This comes as tensions rise between East and West over the war between Israel and Hamas, which has seen thousands of innocent civilians killed. So in the background, Russia's back there, Iran is back there, but in the background is China with the BRICS stuff and the de-dollarization. So what I'm trying to say to you is that that is a big factor and that the timing of all of this, they want to time it to where they can have their little nuclear war. And when I mean they, Lucifer, his fallen angels, who then run, the huge money center banks and hedge funds and all of the stuff around the world of corporations, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Turnoon, Texas, the other one, you see. And that is the planning, filtering down through the real power into the political and the military powers. And then that explains a lot. Because apparently Israel, which has excellent signal intelligence, was excellent human intelligence, who has the United States as a buddy providing signal intelligence and satellite intelligence, you know, and all of that, how they supposedly can mistake what's going on. And I heard Lloyd Austin today on air saying, well, we had no knowledge of that, you know. And I said, horse hockey, because Egypt sent word to Israel and to the United States about something big possibly coming up and getting ready to happen in Gaza with Hamas. So they warned them. Now, I don't know. I'm not going to judge one way or the other here. But let me tell you what. It reminds me of the 9/11. Yes, it does. Because we had advance notice about 9/11, too. But this then enters into a situation. At the same time, certain things should have gone down and been better reestablished or better established and continued in Israel. Because, you see, they said never forget. But it seems like they forgot about never forget. And it's not so much that there wasn't an anticipation and immediate hit back against a large number of Hamas coming in. But it seems like that you have a culture now. I remember back in the 60s, used to see on television all the time and in magazines and all the stuff, people in Israel would walk down the street with a battle rifle slung over their shoulder in civilian clothes. Sometimes in military clothes, but other times just in civilian clothes. Or they had a pistol on their side or both. Now, I guess there's been something that basically has stated that you can't own a pistol, and blah, 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 blah. We've got to have gun control and all that bull crap. But I'm going to tell you what. If 75 years ago or whatever, they came to get you and you didn't have a gun and use it on them, then you got. But I'm going to tell you something else. I am never going to be kidnapped. You understand me? I will bite, scratch, claw. I'll shoot. I'll stab. I'll punch. I'll kick. I'll stomp. I'll do whatever it is I got to take. All right? Put my finger up through their eyeballs and go into their brain pan. All right? I ain't going to get taken in a kidnap. Not going to get taken in a kidnap, because I also am going to be well healed. Whether I'm in my home, my backyard, in the truck, you know, driving down the street, whatever. And yes, you can't go in certain places with the firearm, but you can have them in the car. You can have them at the ready. And thank goodness that Kansas and Missouri, separated just by a street called State Line, that both of them have concealed carry without a permit. That doesn't mean you get to carry them in another state that's different, but you can conceal carry without a permit. Well, but long before that ever took place, I suppose I might have concealed carry without a permit. Because what would the deal be? You'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. So now I'm going to stress this even more. If you're sitting there and you know that 8 million people, illegals, have come in this country that Biden has let in the last couple of years, and that you know a lot of them are single men from China or from Muslim countries or, heck, even Russia, all right, Venezuela, all these different places, West Africa. And we've given you information on this broadcast about how we found out through the backside of information that the Chinese were being directed upon entry across the border when they were let them go to go to certain areas to pick up money, transportation, and food, etc. And then they were given instructions to go to certain places, like certain ranch in perhaps in Texas, not far from an Air Force base that's hundreds of thousands of acres owned by a so-called retired Red Chinese general. But there's other places for them to go. There are all kinds of different places for them to go. And they've gone now, and now they're set up, and now they have orders and different things of stuff to blow up or trains to derail. So about every week, we have at least one train derail or some chemical plant or some tire recycling facility catches on fire or something blows up, a food processor or food warehouse. And this has been ongoing as part of the program of Overture, whether it's done by the Russians or the Chinese, same idea. It's the lead up. It's the destabilization. So I don't know why, when we have the right to, you know, keep and bear arms, that you'd better have, and if you do not have, I'm just going to tell you straight, even out there, ladies or women, if you don't have a firearm to carry in your purse, then you should get one. And I'm going to recommend a good one. I'm going to recommend one that you can carry easily without worry, but it still have a little bit of power in the punch. Ruger LCP. Little Colt pistol, light Colt pistol, Ruger LCP. Thin, about the right size for a woman's hand, 5 shots, semi-automatic, as a magazine or a clip. And I would get it in .380 caliber, which is good enough. You shoot somebody in the ear with it, it'll work, all right? But I wouldn't get the .22. The .22 is good too, but I would just say get the .380. And that is in probably the $300 range, $350, something like that. If you can get it with the extra magazine, then be sure and do that. And then get you some of the newer, lighter load ACP, automatic Colt pistol, the .380s. So it doesn't jump your hand up. And that is a marvelous carry gun because you can carry it in the purse or in your car, glove box, you know, not the glove box, but the console box. And that can be then slipped in somewhere. You can even get these new purses that have on the end of them a secret. You stick your hand in the end, and there's the gun right there. Comes with a little sleeve holster, just a little sleeve to keep your finger out of the trigger when you pull it out of your purse. So I'm going to tell you, that is an excellent one for the women out there. And maybe I don't talk enough directly to the women out there. If I don't, I'm going to say, hi, hi, ladies. You're the ones carrying the load in a lot of households on the preps. I know that. But that is the key. But it's the same thing for men. You might have a $500 golf club, you know, a driver or something. But if you don't have you don't have a Glock or a Sig Sauer or some kind of a good, you know, or even a 357 Magnum revolver or whatever it might be. But it's nice to have a Glock 9 or a, you know, Glock 19 or a Glock a 22 or a Glock 21. I like the 40 cal. I used to like the 45 caliber too, Glock. But somebody stole that in North Carolina. And for those who got a check, I did report it and everything like that. And I knew even who took it. But they could never prove it. No, and the cops would never go out to the house. So anyway, you need to be armed. Because tomorrow is what? Called for this worldwide jihadi attack against Jews and against anybody in the West. And that was the book. You remember the book? We talked about it on air here several different times, all right? It was William R. Forstian's book, like a second book of his that he did. And it was called what? Day of Wrath. And that was the story that when we first talked about it, and I know I did, and Brother Quayle did, back then. That's been, let's see, I'm going to see when the date on that book was. We got it right here. Excuse me. William R. Forstian, Day of Wrath, and it was, let's see here. Twenty fourteen, because we talked about his, before that, several years before that, we talked about One Day After. And if you've not read that book, you need to get that book and read it tonight, tomorrow. One Day After, 1 second after, 1 second after, William R. Forstian, it's a forged book. But in this book, Forstian writes about this plot to where they go to a school. And they go to school, not in like the big city so much, but in maybe maybe they go to somewhere like a middle-sized city or something like that, all right? And they go, and the Muslims go into a school and take over the school with guns and lay all the kids as hostages. And then the word goes out to the parents. Then as the parents start running from everywhere on the expressway or the four lane or the big streets or whatever to rush to get to the school to get their kids, then along the way, then Muslim gunmen in cars start shooting up their cars, shooting up the parents. Or they shoot up trucks and run semi-trucks into other people and that kind of stuff. And then that is all about that One Day of Wrath. So we talked about that back then. That could be a possibility tomorrow. I've already heard about an incident possibly, and I couldn't confirm it before I got on air. Somebody told me about something happening in New York where somebody went nuts on a throughway or a parkway or something like that, a Muslim guy, all right? Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. So you'd better be healed tomorrow. And you better get your mindset or your security mindset in gear. Always be at the yellow or, you know, the ready to go threat level. And you keep your eyes looking around and looking at different things. You quickly evaluate what's in front of you or behind you. You leave intervals of security, you know, in between you and the car above. Don't get right up on their bumper. Figure out when you come to the stoplight and stay about, you know, 4 or 5 feet back, and then look to your right or to your left for the escape route if you had to. If somebody comes up or jumps out and comes to get you, then you could speed away, maybe up onto the median and between the telephone poles. But this is an idea that needs to be in your mind all the time. Now, Brother Quayle said on his program the other night, ladies, don't go to the grocery store alone or go at night. But don't go alone anytime, because they're looking for people in the parking lots. And who's looking? all kinds of different people, gangs, Muslim, whatever it might be, scoundrels, ghouls, bad guys, whatever you want to call them. So that spoken, start thinking about shopping with your friend or something like that, or make sure your husband comes along or your teenage son or, you know, whatever. And go to somewhere where you're not searching for the last thin dime necessarily to save money by driving another 10 miles down the road. But you can get there, go to a good full stock store so you don't have to go to two or three, buy the groceries at whatever the price they are now, because next week they're going to be higher, and the week after that they're going to be higher. And there ain't going to be no 4-for-1s, 10-for-1s, 6-for-1s like the old days. 4 for $1 and 10 for $1 and all that kind of stuff. I remember today what ground chuck or ground beef was, what, $7 a pound or six something a pound. I remember when you could get it on sale, it would be 79 cents a pound for ground chuck. So be that it may, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to get wild weasel even more quickly than it's been doing. But the pace has picked up. Now, what do you got? What do you got to say for yourself in terms of all of this? But there are lessons coming out directly out of Israel for this thing. And the first lesson is, why in the heck isn't everybody armed? Or have one available immediately at the house. They have the safe rooms. And that's good. But then what they did with the safe rooms, they used RPGs on them, or they just simply lit the house on fire. But I'm going to tell you what, if you've got a firearm and somebody's coming at you, you ain't throwing your gun up in the air and then holding your hands up and getting kidnapped. Do not do it. You put that gun on their face, on their center mass, you start laying down fire. You take as many of them out as you can with the pistol or the rifle. And then if they, when they come at you, they come, then you pull the knife. And you got your K-bar or your Gerber or whatever it is you like. Your buck knife, I don't care what it is. And you pull that sucker, your nail file, whatever, and you start to go to working on them. And you work on them quick in the jab. You work on them jabbing them in the throat, jabbing them in the eyes. If you got a bigger knife, you can slash as well as jab, okay? And you work on them that way. And then if they knock that knife out of your hand or whatever, then you go and you wait till they come in close and you jam your finger up through their eyeball into the brain pan, okay? And you hold on and you jerk their head and jerk their head and let them do the ragdoll dance. And then if that guy goes down, then you're kicking the others and fighting them up. Then go to it and go out and you fight and you claw and you kick and you whatever. But don't get taken in a kidnap. You got to fight them, because I'm going to tell you what. Here's the deal. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And if you repent of your sins and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, and he knows you're sincere, and you'll know it when he arrives. He'll touch you. And then when he knows you're there and you know he's there, then you know what? He'll start to wash you clean. He'll start to wash you clean. And when you start to feel that, you're going to understand that you feel less and less and less fear. The more you're with Jesus, the less fear you will have. Because you know where you're going to go if you're to lose your life. You're going to be with him and our Father in heaven. And if you know that, then you don't fear going to paradise, do you? So when you have fear, and if you're scared about the nukes, if you're scared about the collapse of the economy, which there is trepidation, don't get me wrong. You can feel badly about all that, and you can worry about it some and figure out what to do about it to help yourself the best possible way. for you and your family. But you do not bear as much the more that Lord Jesus in your heart is your Savior. And that is the key to that whole deal, you see. You got fear, then get more of Jesus, and you'll have less fear. But now the other thing is posted security. In Israel, they got this rave or a music festival. I think it was an all-night rave, but anyway. But it's right there at the border. The border fence is right over there. That's a dumb place to have it. Should have been a little further, you know, above the border fence again. And then I know that everybody has this naivete, and they would like for everybody to get along, kumbaya. But what are you going to do when you have descendants of Goliath and his brothers and her father from Gath, which is now the Gaza, the Philistines? What are you going to do? They're sworn to kill you, sworn to wipe you off the face of the map. And then now the same type of people, the people who want to destroy America and take everything that you have, they're inside the United States. They're coming in by the millions. The Red China Joe let them in, don't you know? Red China Joe let them in, don't you know? To destroy this country. Red China Joe, I guarantee, is allegedly working for Lucifer the Lightbringer. Working for Lucifer. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to have security on that border. But be that as it may, that ain't happening. So then you have to have a security posture of your own. And you need to have that when you're driving in the car, when you're sitting in your home, when you're out on your back patio, wherever it is, you need to be well-heeled, and you need to be watching. And if you can get alarms, even if it's, you can get a basic Simply Safe or something like that, or if nothing else, and you put Coke bottles on the wire or put cowbells on the front door or whatever it is. You get ready and have more security. But it is an awareness level. It is a focus and awareness level that you need to have, and you can't go lollygagging around. I think it was what in The Godfather, there was a line where Vito Corleone said something like, only women and children can be afford to be careless. Men cannot afford to be careless. It was something like that. You have to be serious about your security and what's going on. So consequently, I tell you, you need to be doing that and thinking that way, because I'll tell you, this stuff is getting ready to happen, and it's going to happen here as well. The other thing you can learn right there from the other aspect of it is that, and I don't disagree with what they did, Israel shutting down the power, the water, the natural gas, the food trucks, and the gasoline trucks into Gaza. Shutting it all down. So what does that tell you? I'm not advocating for the Philistines, but I'm advocating for you out here where your same government in this country, in the executive orders, and I have to go back and look at all the different ones, but they're still there, is that the government is going to come and take all of your food, all of your money, your transportation, gasoline, your house, whatever, and to detail you to a work gang under continuity of government, martial law, which they've already had the meeting about, which I told you last week. So you've got to be aware that your own government's going to do things that are not going to be liked by you. And if the, or if the Red Chinese or the Russians take it over after a EMP strike by the North Koreans, the Russians, the Red Chinese, or an Iranian. And just so that you know, you listen to all these people on TV and they're the dumbest hairspray heads you ever wanted to see. Or they're the biggest liars that you ever want to know. Brother Quayle had back in the 90s, he used to have up on his site, he used to have the story how the Iranians, the Persians, launched a missile with a nuclear warhead on it and exploded it in a test. Well, they're not even supposed to have nuclear, you know, bombs. Well, back in 2004, I told you that my information was they had 42 of them that they had bought on the open market. And then after that, I told you that the Russians came in. They made treaties with the Russians, with the Chinese, with the North Koreans, and all kinds of different people, Venezuelans. But after that, they came in, and I said that the Russians provided with their advisors and brought another 50 more. And at that time, we had, I think, three carrier groups in the Persian Gulf, and the Iranians had 110 Super Sunburn missiles and 100 exocets, and that if they shot, you know, more than 10 of them, our Aegis systems on our cruisers and destroyers could not handle them, even protect our aircraft carriers. So I used to yell back then at the top of my voice for the Pentagon to get those carrier groups out of the Persian Gulf, out of the Straits of Hormuz, and to back them up. Yes, keep them in the area where flight could come in, where the attacks. Jets could come from the carrier and go hit targets, but keep them away so they don't get nailed by the missiles. Well, Iran also has supplied or helped supply Hezbollah in Lebanon somewhere between 130,000 and 150,000 missiles and rockets that can be aimed against Israel. That's going to overwhelm the Iron Dome, don't you think? They can hit anywhere in Israel they want. But then let's go back to the fact of the, let's talk about the Shahab missiles that the Iranians have. Shahab 1, Shahab 2. The 2 is a mid-range missile. 3 is a little bit longer range. But they also created back 204, 205, 206, back in that area, they guy him up with the Shahab 4. The Shahab 4 is a full-grown ICBM and allegedly could even hit anywhere in Europe or even into parts of the United States. But on TV, oh, they don't have any nuclear weapons. We've got to keep from getting a nuclear weapon. The Israelis wanted to hit them. Listen to this. The Israelis wanted to hit them in 205 and take them out. But the U.S. prevented that, precluded that from happening. They would have taken out all of them. Instead, what they did is they created a solution where for a while they stymied them by hacking into the computer programs of all the centrifuges and screwing all that up. Well, that got changed, and now it's back to business. Now, instead of 5 or 10% that they were refining of uranium, they were now refining 90%. They're already there, but it didn't make any difference because they could get nuclear warheads from other people. The U.S. put, Bo Greitz told me, the U.S. put, this years ago, in a deep bunker out in the desert. They had all kind of equipment that the U.S. provided them, but it was like in a locker stock kind of a deal. And he said that there was a lot of nuclear weapons out there that they had. Israel has nuclear weapons. Egypt has nuclear weapons. Iran, I just told you. And different ones have them. So when one goes off anywhere, this thing is going to go off all over the world. And when you got that kind of a thing, you'd better have water, stored water purification, like the Berkey filter elements, you know, the black Berkey filters or the black Berkey, or if you cannot get the Berkey systems, then you got to get Pure or Alexa Pure or Sawyer or Katadyn or some kind of a thing that will help you to do it. But you better get on that and then get storage containers that hopefully you can carry. You need food. Well, long-term storage food is still available. It's lightweight. You reconstitute with water, or you got to get good cans of food. Dinty Moore stew is a good can of food. You can get organic soups if you want to avoid the GMO content that can be now being put into them to destroy or to hurt the food value or to give you trouble with other things in the soups and stuff. But you can get organic soups. Look it up on a search engine. Organic, canned organic soup, right? You come up with all kind of different stuff. And then if that's what you want to do, get that. But I think Dinty Moore beef stew, I don't believe has the GMO in it. You can look at that on the shelf. But that gives you a complete meal. Gives you really a ration for an entire day for a person. So that's what you need. And then you also need, don't you think, medical supplies, your prescription, if you can get, you know, have your doctor maybe give you a 90-day prescription. Maybe your insurance will let you have it. I don't know. Sometimes they don't. But if you can get any ahead on it, that's good. But then nuclear biological chemical, or as they say today, CBIRD. But I like NBC, nuclear biological chemical, because it covers the gamut and is quicker. But you need to get military grade, brand new, not surplus, or something from a, you know, an older age that will it still goes on your head, but it don't work. That's the problem. They'll let stuff in. You got a new one? I know that Myra, M-I-R-A, Myra gas masks is a source that still makes them. You might try also approvedgasmask.com. You might try them approvedgasmask.com, but I would call them up and ask them if they have things in stock ready to ship. And if they don't, then you can't do it. It's got to be ready to ship. It's got to be ready to come to you quickly. But the Myra's there, and then you also, I've talked about this before, there are baby and youth, like younger children, and baby positive pressure systems, masks or coverings that then have a positive pressure system that blows and keeps air from coming in, the bad air from coming in, while providing baby with plenty of air and oxygen. And then for dogs or cats, there are cages or this type of cage or kennel kind of thing that you can then sit over them, and they have positive pressure systems on them. And then don't forget the dog food or the cat food. I suppose that your cats could eat a little tuna salad, and I suppose that your dogs could eat a little Dinty Moore. But then you better get them extra. But I would get plenty of dog food, plenty of cat food. So you see, you've got to get on it. But this NBC, everybody says, well, I don't really know about that. I don't think we'll have a nuclear. Well, has there ever been a time you've seen in your lifetime? Well, perhaps there is. Mine was the Cuban Missile Crisis, and then back about 2005 when we were in the Gulf, when it came real close, there was a missile launched. There was a missile launched from, let's say, the Dakotas, either Montana or the Dakotas, that was seen by people in Montana And Brother Quayle talked about it, and we talked about it. I wrote out a Hawk Talon, which I used to write. Steve put it up on his site. And then that was read by somebody in the Washington Post or Washington Times. Forget his name, and he took issue with this and that. And then I wrote out again, and I, on air then, disproved his bullshit, all right? And how that I was correct, and how we saw it. This person saw it here. This person saw it there. And then I also had backup information from the signal intelligence world that the U.S. president and Putin were on the red phone together. The hotline discussing what went on. So, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is just really, really, really real. And we are going down into the situation to where the stuff is going to go. Just bat, you know what, wild weasel. Gold is up 1872.59, up 261. Platinum 836.04. That was up. Silver 21.91, up 2 cents. But that's starting to move. And at the same time, we're starting to see the largest banks in the United States are going insolvent or already are insolvent. And they've got to do something to cover up all this collapse of the economy that's going to start to happen. But they've got to be able to blame it on nuclear war or EMP or blah, 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 or whatever. So, ladies and gentlemen, you got to make sure that you're understanding that it is getting ready to happen and is in the process of happening, and that you need to make sure if you could get, ideally, if you had a lot of money in your 401k and you know they're going to take your 401 and all the banks are going to confiscate all that junk and all of it, but even if you just took out enough, if you had 3.5 years, 42 months of long-term storage food plus canned food, wouldn't that be interesting? And, you know, it's not all that wild. Somebody might have $250,000. There's a lot of people. I know some people who are big corporate people where I talk to them and they mention about what they had. And they said, well, I've only got $900,000 in my 401k or blah, 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 you know, or my stock accounts. And I said, man, oh, man, I missed out on that boat somewhere. But anyway, be that as it may, I think that you need to understand that you need to prepare methodically, but extremely more rapidly from lists so that you cover the bases. I've told you about lists. You can get them up at standdown.com. Go to Holly's section. Her old lists are up there, food, equipment, medical supplies. They're just good general lists. NitroPack has lists, I think. Emergency Essentials have lists. Holly's book, Dare to Prepare. Then you got the No Such Thing as Doomsday by the Hogue, by Philip Hogue. So those kind of things are the type of thing you need to consult. But you can get an idea if you just had a general store for your own household and for other people, and you included ammunition and motor, you know, motor oil and, you know what I'm saying, screwdrivers and candy bars and, you know, all the stuff for the kids. But if you had a general store or a supply company in the military and you had it fixed up, in other words, I would tell people right now, while they still could get them, and they're probably on sale somewhere at Cabela's or Bass Pro, go out and get you about 10 pair extra pair of socks, wool socks. Get the merino wool so they're not itchy, but they're comfortable, but they keep you warm, and they keep away the wool keeps away some of the bacteria and stuff. But you get some of that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you like to keep old Hawk on the air. And he can, believe me, anything is most needed or welcome. Believe you me, at this point in time, and it could be Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold or platinum, whatever, or a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold, because I'll tell you what, I can use your help. Anyway, that's just to let you know. And then Brother Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com, or you can call him at 406-586-4840. I'll tell you what would be interesting for you to get would be to get Steve's private briefings and his Q-Files 2.0. Sign up for those to get all the in-depth information you could possibly get while you still can. And then that allows you to go in and look at other things and some of the past conferences and all the different stuff. And then you've also got these new Mexican expeditions. You want to see the most crazy, wild, incredible things that Brother Quayle's teams, his archaeological teams down in Mexico have dug up. You need to see this stuff. You can't believe it. It's incredible. And it shows you how there were, you know, ancient aliens, or ancient aliens / fallen angels come to this planet and interfere with human children, all right? And doing that type of stuff, the DNA stuff, and all of it, you need to see that. You got to go up to stevequayle.com. Take a look at the trailer and at the information for that and order it immediately. And then any other book that Steve has, if he's got Empire Beneath the Ice or the Giants book or, you know, whatever it might be, Xenogenesis or The Final Warning or, you know, any of the books that Steve has done so well with, so that you and your children or grandchildren can understand how we got into the position that we're going to be in. That, you see, you can call them, you tell them Old Hawk sent you, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. And also, Steve can still get you gold or silver quickly, you know, and have it shipped out in a night or two to you. And, that is something you need to have. Steve would always tell you to have all your basic preps, the food, the water, the ammunition. And oh, by the way, let me reemphasize this. On ammunition, think thousands and thousands of rounds, not a box of shells, okay? Because just at that one area in Israel across the border, at this one kibbutz, where they killed everybody in the kibbutz, Hamas did. Well, the Israeli soldiers killed them, the ones that were there, took them a while. They stacked up over 1,500 bodies. So you're going to need at least 1,500 rounds to take care of what comes at you. And you're probably going to need more than that. Safe room's great, but I'd rather have a safe room I can shoot at the suckers 100 yards or 200 yards up the road. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. You need to stand up for your family. Stand up for Lord Jesus. And say, Lord Jesus, where can I put my family in the true sanctuary where they'll be protected, and then where do you need me to stand in the gap against the evil that's coming? So that, ladies and gentlemen, is the key to the deal. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, and I'll tell you, if you don't have him, you ain't going to make it. I hope you get the message on everybody having a firearm. And if you can't have that, then you ought to have you a fighting knife or a ball bat or some kind of a thing. I mean, you can do pretty good in close up with a ball bat, let me tell you. Or kitchen knives and a ball bat. But you better get something. You better have it at the handy in case they come a knocking on your front door. Or the motorcycle gang rolls up down your road, you know, and encircles your farm, you see. So anyway, I'm telling you, this is something that you need to be cognizant of, and you'd be willing to get it on real quick from now on out, because you never know when Goliath from Gath is going to come down your road, when the Philistines come to encircle you. So that's right. Don't go into the Luciferian night without a pipe. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. You go see Lieutenant Tanner. He's got some additional information. Mighty men and women of valor. Use your high technology. You fly the spacecraft. You're independent now because you broke away from the evil that was in the program, the black magicians, and you went with the magi. I know that you could rain fire down on the evil that's on this earth. If the Lord will let you, let him have you, ask him if he'll let you zap a few of the truly bad guys. Start with the WEF, huh? Klaus Schwab. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you know that Mickey Lapua is out there and he's on the optics. Mickey's on the optics. Mickey, you stay on the optics and you squeeze that trigger. Don't jerk. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without the fight. Road and track, little L. You guys are really loved by Lord Jesus. Stay on your history, your math, your English, and learn your studies as well as learning how to do Muay Thai, ninja acrobatics, or how to shoot the 22 rifle. Say hi to your mommy and daddy, where you guys are teacher and the worn soul warriors. Ladies and gentlemen, anything you can contact me about, RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. Or the address I gave earlier. Good.